קדושים.
Parshas Kedoshim, you have here a parsha with some of the, the biggest concentration of mitzvahs that there is. And the parsha starts off by Kedoshim Tiyu. So Chazal tell us that the reason why, Medrash says, because you have most gufei mitzvahs, Tanya Abchiyah, parshas unema behakel. Why does it say Dabal Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael? In other words, it needed to have some sort of assemblage of everyone. B'pnei sh'roiv gufei Torah tluyim ba. Because it has most of gufei Torah, in other words, the main halacha is the Torah tol in it, so it needed everybody together. So this is a parasha of mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is very unclear. Rashi says it's a general mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be gadol arayos. Ramban very, very famously asks, Kashas, Ramban says, it's a kloliistic din that a person needs to be, a person needs to go beyond, let's say, what the letter of the law is, so to speak, and to be mekayim the mitzvah maloya, even where the Torah doesn't tell you. I guess it will stretch the word a little bit as sort of a lifnimishur sadin of sorts. And he brings his famous riots and so on, or what we call today the spirit of the law. But al kaponim, that's what Ramban learns is the mitzvah kedoshim tiyu, and it's very possible that Rashi also means it gedorim and prushim and arayin averus. It's not that far off. But according to both pshatim, lechura, this should have been at the end of the parsha. Maybe according to Rashi, it's the end of the parsha riots, but according to Ramban, it's telling me a halacha klolius that in all mitzvahs in the Torah, there's the written law, what it says, and then there's the lifnim mishros, so to speak, or not to be novel mishros. The Torah, like he says, lechura that should have been said at the very end. In other words, first I'm telling you what you're supposed to do, and then don't think that it's restricted just to what I'm telling you. It's a lot more than that. So we need to understand why, according to Ramban, this is the hakdama to the parasha rather than the bottom line of the parasha. The word lifnim shuras hadin means you have a shuras hadin, you have a gedder, and then you go beyond it. You do more than that. That certainly should be. It's like the test can't start with an extra credit question. It starts with the regular questions, and then you add the extra credit afterwards. Chazal say another thing over here, another reason why this parasha was given behakel with the whole tzibur together. So, Reb Levi Amar mipnei she'aseres hadibris klulin b'seicha. You have aseres hadibris somehow mixed in. Anoich Hashem lekecha, uksivocha ani Hashem lekechem. Lo yiyah lecha, uksivocha v'lehim asech leisasa lecha. And so on. So it goes through all sorts of mitzvahs over here that include in itself aseres hadibris. Now, it's not that clear, so what's the kesher? I mean, the first pshat in the Chazal is that it's very important. This is most halachas, everyone needs to know about it. The second, according to this pshat, it probably means that just like the aseres hadibris was given in the maimed of all of Klal Yisrael, this should also be given in the all of Klal Yisrael. But it's a little bit strange because aseres hadibris is koil in itself all mitzvahs. And different cheshbonos how. But here we're going reverse. Here we're saying that this is koil, it has in itself all sorts of words and remazim for aseres hadibris, that's included in it. I mean, the mail of aseres hadibris is that it has the mitzvahs. And here we're flipping it around, and we're saying that the mile of these mitzvahs is aseres hadibris, and that's why you need a hakel. So it vaistois that there's something unique about these 10 particular mitzvahs, that even though they're just sort of a conglomeration of all the mitzvahs, but having all of these 10 inside it somehow gives it a chshivas like Maimer HaSinai. There's something there that Shach Maimer HaSinai, and that's something that we want to describe why that would be. The Chazal over here say, the another Chazal over here, that the Medrash tells to a pasuk in Tehillim. Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh umitzin yisadeka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send help from Tzion, from Mikdash, from Kodesh, and from Tzion, he's going to support you. The word saad means to hold somebody on support, even though you haven't really helped the person, healed the person, but you're holding him up. So the pasuk, the general thrust of the pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send the Yeshuas for Kal Yisrael in whatever form from Beis HaMikdash and from Yerushalayim. So that's Dovach Yishcha Ezrecha Mikodesh. You have so Chazal describe that everything good comes from Tzion, from Beis HaMikdash, and so on. Another Dovacha here. It's referring to the kedushas ma'asim that you have biyotcha, u'mitzion yisadeka mitzion ma'asim sheish biyotcha. The pasuk is telling me that because in other words, Chazal are telling to this pasuk yishchazchem mikodesh. And Mitzin Yisadeka is going on our parsha, the word Kaddish and Kedoshim. So because if in Kiddush Maisim, Sheish B'yotcha, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help Klal Yisrael, and Mitzin Maisim, that's where there's a Sa'ad. What Shaykh does it have with it? The main thrust of the pasuk is telling you there's a special Mokum Kaddish and so on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends his Yeshua from. The thrust of the pasuk. I understand darshin are different than yonim, but here, what are we saying exactly? What's the kiddush ma'isim and the tzion ma'isim? In other words, it's another dimension. It's a dimension of some sort of maila in mitzvahs that's called kiddush ma'isim. You know, skedoshin tiyu is a kiddush ma'isim, and then there's something called tzion ma'isim. Two different dargis in the Olam HaMitzvahs. One is Kiddush Ma'isim, one is Tzion Ma'isim. One has Yishlach Ezrecha, and one has Mitzin Yisadeka. We don't, very, very, very not clear. One more point of Yen Chazal, the Darshin, the Kedoshim Tiyo, Yochel Kamayni, Etam Loim Ki Kodesh Ani. Now, that's the Chazal as everybody knows it, as it's quoted. There's another half to it. The Medrash says we learn from Paroi. Amar Shlokish Shtei Parshas Yichlon Moshe B'Toyev and Lemeidah Simi Parshas Paroi Rasha. So we have to learn from Paroi. Paroi said Rak Hakise Egdal Mimeka. Gdulosi L'mayim Gdulosha. So by Yosef Atati Al Beisi, I would think that he's as big as Paroi. It says Rak Hakise Egdal. Over here also by it says Vayisa Rak Lamala, Klaiso will be Rak Lamala, Yochel Kamayna Kadshprogo, Tamlem Rak, Loshemiyut. So you have two places where there's a Loshemiyut. We have the word Rak, which is Memayat us from being like, from Yosef not being as high up as Paroi, and us not being Kadshprogo. Over here, it doesn't say that. It says Ki Kodeshoni. It says that I am Kaddish. It doesn't say Rak. It doesn't say any type of Mir over here. Also, try to understand what the Havamin is. In the first, by Yosef and by Paroi, it's very simple. He's a Basadam, he has a Mas, he has a Machus. Vayisa Rak Lamala means you will be the most, you will be the strongest in the world. Maybe there's a half of me, and I could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should be, you know, we should have all the power in our hands. I could understand at least a half of me. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bayer Lomis, Av Tzadikim Bayer Lomis, and so on. But Yochel Kameini, that we will be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Talmud Loima, Kedushaschi, Lemalam Kedushaschem. Try to understand a little bit, how do we understand it in our case? And it does say Ki Kodesh Oni. It does say it miloshen because you should be like me, as opposed to the two other places where it says rak. Here the word says ki, which would a lot more imply that there is a connection. So let's go back to the inyan itself of the olam hamitzvos. Let's try to understand it using the pasuk that Chazal use. Chazal say yishach hezcha kodesh umitzin yisadeka. So the Beis HaMikdash is called Kodesh, it's called Tzion. Kodesh, Tzion usually refers to the Makom HaMikdash, the more physical, sometimes the place where it's standing, sometimes it flies to all Yerushalayim, but the sense of Tzion as opposed to the Beis HaMikdash is Tzion is sort of the platform on which it lies. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there are two dargis of there are two dargis of hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is called Eza, one is called Sad. One is shaykh to the world of Tzion, one is shaykh to the world of Kaddish. The Malm says Peshat over there in the Pshuta Mikra, Yishach Ezra Kaddish means the help will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Kaddish. Umitzion Yisadeka, that's whatever we do, the Yashtadlis we do, that just supports it. The word Sad is to hold up somebody. In modern terms, COD means somebody who's basically sort of palliative care, or just you're propping him up. There's no real, so Ezer means a real help, a real Yeshua. Sad is just support. So he says it goes on our Yashtadlis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's finer than that, I think. The Beis HaMikdash itself is a makom. Yerushalayim is a ir shechubra leyachdov. It means like this: there's a physical entity, and there's a ruchnistic entity. What's the relationship? So Yaakov Avinu said that this is Sha'ar Hashemayim. This is a gateway to the other. So basically, we need to create our world as a world of Hester, and everything that's Bekdusha, even though it is waiting to be Nisgala, even though it could be Nisgala, it won't be Nisgala because it's covered. When a person uncovers something, when a person opens up a shar means everything is outside, it's there, it can't come in because I'm totally walled in. When I open up a gateway, when I open up a shar, I'm allowing in the outside in. So Shar Shemayim, there's a makom lekim, there's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that is a Shar Shemayim. So the Beis HaMikdash itself needs to be understood not as a thing in itself, but rather a gateway to something else. When we make a makom kaddish, Shal Nalecha Mal Reglecha Kemakom of Kaddish, who means you don't have a makom drisus regel here really. This place, this location has been removed from this world. So just like if I, for instance, if I want to make, just like if you have a tunnel coming in, somebody's tunneling in, the tunnel comes up to the floor, then you break the floor, you have the tunnel there. So I make a circle on the floor, and then when I drill there, when I push, I unveil a tunnel that was leading in. That's the relationship of Kedusha to this world. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you have Kedusha that's waiting to come, and the Beis HaMikdash in its is a Shar Shemayim, it's a gateway for it. If you do what's right, you don't create Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, you create a Pesach for it to come out. The word Tzion, it says, the word Tzion, the Gemara says, on Rabbanoi, Benoyim, I think in Ula, two different places. It says, have a mitzayna ma'arasa. He went and he would mark off caves where either the others were buried, that Rebbe, no, with general caves, if it, not to Marshal Kahanim, and Ula also, and the and then they asked, where is the where are they down there? And they said, what, like it's Lamala, that's how it's Lamata. In other words, the place you've marked off on top is exactly connected to Lamata. In other words, Tzion means it's a mark telling me where, so it's a place from where to locate something else. That's what a Tzion is. So in the Beis HaMikdash, we have a Tzion, which is, we mark off a Shetach in our world, and say this is a place that's mesugal to be a Pesach for another world, and then when we open that Pesach, we bring in something ashpa ashra from a different world. That's the mahalach of these inyanim of kedusha. The Gemara says in Yuma that Adam is mekadesh atzmoi meat mekachem oisei harbe. In other words, the avoda of kedusha is the area that straddles the between Maisa Adam and the beyond Maisa Adam. The Mishnah Sharm, when he speaks a lot about kedusha, chassidus kedusha, he makes this point. Most avoda for the first chelik of avoda is minei obey. Whatever I do to my avarim, whatever I do to myself, I elevate it and I make it better and so on. And my tfisa is that by doing this, minei obey. Just like a person, a mashal, who does healthy things, is healthy because the body, he ate this, so his body has what it needs. He did this, his body it works itself out and so on. But sometimes all I do is I inject something. So the injection is a chetimtzah to bring something else into it. Kedusha is the cutoff point where my avoda is to map out the ground and to create a Pesach. And then there's a beyond where that comes in. That's Beis HaMikdash, and that's true in general about all kedushas and all inyanim. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says Bamidbar on the parasha of Tzitzis. Long Rabbeinu Bechaya, a lot of it's Kabbalistic. He brings Ramazim and so on, and then he says he wants to give a general introduction to give to sort of as a segue to his pshat. He says you find two types of mitzvahs in the Torah. Let's take a step before Rabbeinu Bechaya better. We find an inyan of bracha in the world. Brachas. Chazal Masak and brachas. Birchas Hanenin, we have an easy time in translating Birchas Hanenin. A person eats, he should recognize where it comes from, he should be grateful for it, he should be inspired for more. All of those elements one instinctively feels right about. It's very easy to tell a kid, listen, you're eating a candy tastes very good, where do you think it comes from? And, you know, we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be recognized that it's that he gave so much good, and be mispalm more, I guess, or more is involved, and so on. That's Birchas Hanenin, and we, if you're nana from this world, without make a bracha, is if you're moil b'kodesh, you take something that's not yours, yes. Birchas HaMitzvah, what's the point of it? I mean, you know, Lloyd died that I'm being a nice guy and I'm doing tefillah and I'm putting on tefillah, which is big mistake on my part to go on to do the mitzvah and I'm doing Ratzon Hashem. So what's the bracha there for? I mean, I can't say nana, so it's fine, it's wonderful. But what's the, I mean, where's the equation of the bracha from here to here? So the Rebbe Chaya says, how come, Rebbe Chaya makes a point that you don't find Birchas HaMitzvahs in the world of Mitzvah Sichlius. So, Lamashal, Ozev Tazev. It's one of the it's one of those shailas that many Rishonim deal with, the klolim, where there are brachas, where there aren't brachas, the nuschois. So if I go and help somebody, if I'm meshev aveda, it's a mitzvah sase deraisa. There's no brach on it. If I help somebody with tina and prikat, mitzvah sechid deraisa, mitzvah sase deraisa, no brach on it. So what is, it's sort of many different approaches, many different klolim, but Rebbeinu Bechaya says the klal is mitzvah sichlis have no bracha, because the ikka kedusha of Kal Yisrael is totally in mitzvahs mekubalis, that he calls. Not sichlis, but mekubalis. I wanted to, I guess, Maima Muska, and it's tied to what we're saying. The difference in the two is sichlis means I'm not getting any information from the outside. My own seichel comes to conclusion, it's right to help the person. That's called sichlis. So the mitzvah is totally locked into me. My own person recognizes it. Mekubalis means, I'm not sure why it works or how it works, but I have it from somewhere else. The knowledge that putting on a pair of tzitzis is ma'ala the person, and meroim the person, and so on, that I know from somewhere else. That's the difference between mekubalis and in the title words, and sichlis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs mukubalos, and he says the ikka kesha, the ikka kedusha is from those mitzvahs, and that's why asher kitshanu b'mitzvos of vitzivanu is the nusach of the bracha we make for it. So I want to teach those words according to the Rabbeinu Bechaya. A mitzvah, so just like, let's go back to our example with a person getting an IV line, or a person getting an injection of some sort. It doesn't start with the injection, that I stick a needle and then I make a decision, what would I like to put in? You know, now that I have an opening, let's put something in. It starts the other way around. I have some material, some substance that I want to put into you. I need for that to create a Pesach. So I take a needle and that becomes the bridge to bring it in to your body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bestow Kedusha on Kal Yisrael. Kedusha is values and in Yonim that are part of his world. It's a part of a different world. The Vitzivanu is the Hechetimtza, how it comes into my world. The Pesach into my world is the Tzivui. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Kedushas Tefillin. Kedushas Tefillin is doesn't have Shaykh this world. It's beyond this world. This world doesn't have Kedusha Bechal, and Kedusha Tefillin is beyond this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of Tefillin, and the mitzvah is the hechetimtza, the physical parchment and leather and straps and paint, it's, and my arm are the hechetimtza of connecting to that. So we have a very, very different tfisa in Olam HaMitzvahs. Olam HaMitzvah starts with Kedusha. It starts with the inyanim that are beyond. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a vehicle with which to bring that into our world. And that vehicle is the physical mitzvah. So just like the needle is the hechetimtza to bring in the material that's outside my body, the maisa mitzvah, the physical elements of my asiyah, are be'etzem just a hechetimtza to bring in the world of Kedusha. And that's why, in a different way, in Birchas Hanenin, it's important to be makir before who's giving it to me. Chazal were mesakin brachas. They were misakin brachas to give us the sense of what we're doing. So in Birchas Hanenin, it's I'm being nene from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Birchas Hanenin. Birchas HaMitzvah, it should be dafka oivel asiyason, because adrabe, when I'm going ahead and putting on tefillin, I need to start with asher kidshonu b'mitzvoysa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael kedushas HaMitzvahs, v'tzivanu. And now I'm going to do this maisa of hanachas tefillin and so on. That's the understanding of the world of Birchas HaMitzvahs, the way Rebbeinu Bechaya says it. That is the parsha of Kedoshim Tiyu. The parasha of Kedoshim Tiyu is that there is a, it's not, we're turning around our understanding. We're flipping it around. It's not the pshat that the mitzvahs are the ikar. It's nice. Lifnim v'shos hadin, I add something. So l'moshel, if I take a place, a carpenter to build a table, and he builds a table exactly the way I want it, and he adds a little frill to it. He adds a place, a little shelf to it, a little this to it, a little that to it. It's nice. It's a tesefes. It certainly comes after, not before. It's the pshat. If he, let's say, he fumfes on the table, but he puts in the little extra frill, I'm not grateful at all, because that's a tesefes on something that's kaya. That's the understanding. That's how we understood Kedoshim Tiyu as a tesefes. Looking through Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar's Yesod, it's the opposite. Kedoshim Tiyu is the hakdama to the Olam HaMitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Kedusha. There's Kedusha of Arayis. There's Kedusha of Achila. There's many, many Kedushas. That's what it starts with. The Maisim I'm giving you are just a chetimtza to bring it into you. So Lamashal, imagine somebody goes through a lot of effort to get some sort of injection or some sort of IV infusion, and then he takes something that counteracts the effect of that. The guy says, well, I let you stick the needle in and everything. Yes, but that's only a chetimtza for something. So if you're defeating the content, what it's almost futile just to do the maisim. Kedoshim Tiyu is the hakdama to mitzvahs. Kedoshim Tiyu is, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. He gave us different gateways. In Kedushas Mammon, there's one gateway, and in Kedushas Achil, there's another gateway, in Kedushas Arayis, there's another gateway. And this in Kedushas Azman, there's another gateway. But that's what it's about. So when a person is mekayim the extra things, person is mekayim it not as a toisefis to it, but in a certain sense, it's the ikar in a certain sense. The yishach ezcha mekodesh umitzin yisadeka. The tzion is just a prop. In other words, the part that marks off the place, the ma'isa mitzvah itself, the gufa she'inyan, that's a sad. That keeps me, holds me. But what gives me more, in other words, if I don't receive anything from the outside, then all I can do is continue to exist as I am. So just like a person can't get the medication, just try to make it as comfortable as you can and as good, as helpful as you can. He has a crutch, another crutch, fine, that's what he works with. But to bring in Ezra, Yishlach Ezra mi Kodesh. Ezra is sent from Kodesh. Umitzion Yisedeka, and from the Tzion itself, there's a Sad. So the Maisa Mitzvah, so Chazal, Darshan, they use the same idea. It's not just some sort of play on words. The Chazal wa'imid, that David HaMelech says in Beis HaMikdash, we have two dargas. We have the tzion ma'arasa sheba. We have the marking of the place that's keneged shar shemayim. That's keneged shemayim. That itself gives you sa'at. It's a holding pattern. It's something, but it's as limited as whatever's in this world. And the kodesh sheba, what the gateway lets in, is what's the Ezra. In the Olam HaMitzvahs, it's the same thing. In the Olam HaMitzvahs, there's the Maisa Kishala Atzma is good for a person, but its good is limited, and it's best, it just makes best of the situation as it is. But if it's properly understood, then it becomes a gateway for something much, much bigger, and lets in, and it lets in Kedusha from outside. The Yochel Kamaini, it means, if you take a look at the Lashon Chazal here is Kedushasi lema'alo mikdushaschem. I would like to understand it as follows. We've spoken before at some point, the musig of up and down in Kedusha, the musig of up and down is not a physical location. There's no up, there's no down. There's even in the physical world, in space, it's not shaykh to speak of an up and a down in any sense of the word. So what do we mean when we speak about lamala, lamata? Yes, it's a metaphor. By us, important things tend to be higher up, less important things lower down. But what's the core of the metaphor? The core of the metaphor is the direction of flow. If a person is not sure which, let's say he has land that's kind of very slanty at all sorts of crazy angles, and he's not sure what's up and down, you pour out a glass of water and you see where the water flows. The water will always flow from up to down. That's the reality of, so up and down describes the direction of a flow. In other words, anything that's on top will end up on the bottom. Something at the bottom will not end up at the top. That's the definition of up and down for us. So the shasi kamaini means, and it's especially in Kedusha. When you talk about other things, Akakisa Egdam Mimcha, Visim Lamala, Yahu Kamaini, they were talking about being hush of strong, whatever. Here it's a whole different inyan. Here the inyan is that to understand that Kedusha, it's not just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater. It's much deeper than that. Kedusha is defined as bringing in Elikus into the world. That's the definition of Kedusha. It's not, by Gedula, I could have fantasized, I'll be as strong, Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because strength is something innate. So Kamashon, there's no such thing, it's absurd. Fine. Kedusha, it's a lot stronger than that. Rak means it could have been. Let's give a mashal. If I have $1 million and I say, I will share this with you, so you might think that I'll give you as much as I have, or we'll split it half and half. Kamashon, rak, no, I'm going to keep 60% of it and I'll give you 40% of it. That's where rak is understandable. Here it's telling you, Yochumach ki kodesh ani. Kedusha, by definition, is what comes from me. It's just like an uba b'mei imoy. An uba b'mei imoy can't have more nourishment than the mother has. Everything is coming from the mother. If the mother never had that nourishment, the child can't have it. So in Kedusha, the pasuk is telling me that it comes from a very, very different mucker, and the mucker comes from is lamala, and eser goes in. Could be that that's the inyan of the Aseres HaDibris and it being said with Hakel. The Musig, the Maral says many, many times, he speaks of the Musig of Asara. The Musig of Asara is wherever you have 10, you now have something more than the sum of the Pratim. When I have 7 or 8 or 9, what I have, if I have 9 people, I have 9 times as many people. That's what I have. I don't have anything more than that. When I have 10, I have a tzibur. A tzibur is an entity that's really above, so to speak, any one individual. And it's shayra in a certain, within the context of 10, you have a tzibur. And you have whatever Siyata Shemaya comes with it, and so on. The Matan Torah is called Yom HaKol, the Kishach Levechot. All those inyanim are inyanim that are of Hashuras Hashchina. Kol be'asar the Shchina Sharia. Shchina is something that comes within the context of 10. You have Shchina. Maimed Har Sinai, you had Shchina, and Aseres HaDibris. Because there are a certain klal of kol HaTorah kula, it's not because there are a lot of mitzvahs. It's because 10 mitzvahs together, the right tziruf of 10 mitzvahs creates kol HaTorah kula, and in the mitzvahs of kol HaTorah kula, you have Ashuras HaShchina. In this parasha, because it's kol Aseres HaDibris, it's not the numerical value of 10 more mitzvahs. There's so many mitzvahs here, so what? And it's not that those 10 are chashav kishla atzmam, as much as those 10 have the property of being kolel. And over here, where we have this incorporated, it gets that quality. And that's why you need to have, it should be Bahakil, it should be the entirety of Klal Yisrael. It's similar to Matan Torah in that you're talking about the Klal as opposed to the Pratim. And specifically for the parish of Kedoshim, that's where it belongs. Kedoshim is something that is we're talking about that whole extra world that is that comes within the context of the mitzvah. I'd like to add one more connection to this. Everyone understands that when I have a Tosefes to an Iker, the Tosefes is Bederach Klal much less than the Iker. I made a table for you. I'm not going to make as a Tosefes six more tables. The Tosefes is some other attachment to the table, something else to sort of make that, you know, to add to it. There's a proportion. The Iker is the Iker. On the other hand, if I have a doorway, if I measure a doorway and I say, oh, this doorway allows one person in, the intention of the doorway is not to allow one person in. It's to allow 1,000 people in one at a time. A doorway and a Pesach and a Shaar, it's Adarabba. The if something is a Hechatimtza for something else, if it's a Shaar for something else, then the something else is La'ein Erech more and greater than Shaar. You find in the Gemara that there's certain things that are Gorer and Moshech. Certain things give you more appetite. You understand that it's not the pshat yidik azayis this yidik another azayis something else. In other words, you don't lose your appetite. It's mashach, it's gur. Somehow eating a kazayis of this allows you to eat many kazayis of something else. This parasha here is a parasha that's negea for us be'etzim for the rest of our lives, even when a person's ikadagish is not in learning. Calls on a person's ikadagish in learning. Somehow in learning, we sense it that way. Learning is not a very physical maisa. Learning is something that be'etzim, a person opens up a gemara, a person starts thinking, we understand that it has a, you know, it's a, if a person is living and learning, he understands every word has in itself bleak vol of thought. You know, a person can ask and answer and think and so on. And Torah, it's an easier one. Where we're very deficient is in Olam HaMitzvahs. In Olam HaMitzvahs, so fine, this is an important mitzvah to do. Why? It says Shachar. Okay. Yes, after 120, there'll be tons and tons of Shachar in Olam Haba, Ayin L'Ros, and so on and so forth. That doesn't change, that type of attitude doesn't really change how we do the mitzvah. Because basically the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah, it has to be done. I did it the way it says, and that's that. There's no chiyus in it, there's no tam in it, there's no diktuk in it, there's no ruach in it. Because it is, it's a limit maisa. So you know, it's all it is what it is. It's putting on it's putting outside my arm. There's a chiv to do that. It reminds me that, you know, there's a revelation of the world. And yes, and after 120, there'll be lots and lots of scharf when I have to film. Okay, how inspiration could that be? I mean, how far could that go? This is the parasha where Klal Yisrael is brought together and given mitzvahs, given the world of mitzvahs. And Kedoshim Tiyu is a world of mitzvahs. There is no way to go straight to being divinely inspired in this world. I sit and meditate goes no place. It goes to the fantasy, the world of fantasy. It's Hevel HaVolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu but gave us many faucets. And tefillin is one of the extraordinary mitzvahs, so much that tefillin has kedusha to it. It's one of the few items that we call that it's tashmisha. It's kedusha. It's a chefs of kedusha, and it's a shah for who knows what. by the Chassidim, they learn a lot of things and all sorts of inyan about it. It's not that they particularly will understand, that Amoinam will understand, even begin to say what it says. But the one thing you see is there are worlds and worlds of Kedusha. Even if you don't understand it, it's just like, imagine if I take out, if I have some sort of machine that looks like a simple machine, and I take out the diagrams of what's in it, and it's pages and pages and pages and pages, I'm overwhelmed just even seeing that. Kedushim Tiyu means every mitzvah is, there's a tziyun, which means a marker in this world, a few leather straps with a box and parshas in it, and that's the tziyun, and that's yisadeka. A person who does mitzvahs physically, they're supposed to do it, it holds him, it keeps him. It has a physical effect also, in you know, physical, spiritual effect, and that's good. But Yishach Ezrucha Mikoidesh, the real Ezer comes from the Kedusha, gets unlocked. And the unlocking of the Kedusha depends on the bracha that we make. If we understand Asher Ketchan Mitzvoisa, you Ribbono Shelam, wanted to be Mekadosh Am Yisrael with mitzvahs, and you prepared worlds of Kedusha, and you bring it to us v'tzivanu l'niach tefillin. So in the v'tzivanu is the physical box, is the Shaar Shemayim for all of the kavanas and everything that lays in it. It gives me a whole different understanding. Let's even take something as simple. When we give tzedakah, so worst case scenario is we don't even realize what we're doing. The guy walks by, put the money in his hand. I didn't know what happened. Maybe it's a high dagger and stuck. You don't know who the owner is. You don't know anything. Finish. You give it. That's a low dagger. A worse dagger is maybe, or a better dagger is, at least you notice the person, you're somewhat annoyed. A higher dagger is that you feel for the person. It's rachmanis. The person's walking around all day and all night and collecting money and chulu chulu. That's a good dagger. It's a dagger of empathy. But a person realizes and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to give in this world. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia of Toiv, and he opened up a gateway for me to be Mashpia. This is, you know, I mean, look at what's behind it. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I said, stuck us, and I'm latching into it. If we thought about it, We every time we gave tzedakah, we'd feel a surge of kedusha. We'd feel at that point where we mean schaba to something. That's extraordinary, and so much mitzvahs. The day is full of mitzvahs. It's just that we don't notice it, because it just becomes habit and so on. But understanding that, would we look to cut corners and say, well, it's technically this is not. I don't technically have to do this or that, or it doesn't say another thing. But if this is, you know, if this is the chetimtzah, if I'm focused on what's on the worlds of kedusha that come in through mitzvahs, I'd have a very different attitude towards it, and that's why kedushim tiyu comes before it. So this parsha is the parsha of the world of mitzvahs. Like we spoke in the Shavuot, for most of us, yes, in the tekufa that we're learning, Talmud Torah tends to be our ikar ruchniyistika enterprise and connection. But then there's a long, long, long life afterwards. And our day, even for a person who's not sitting and learning, his day is chock full of mitzvahs. A yid who keeps mitzvahs between tzitzis and tefillin and kriyashma and tefillah bechlolius, and the mitzvahs drabbanan of brachis and bris hamazon and tzedakah and all of the and kibur aveim. The if a person would think it's kibur aveim is one of the difficult, you know, there's a lot of dynamics in it, and Gemara and Chazal say that it's a difficult mitzvah. But if a person would understand what comes with it, it would be a very different approach to it. If we will learn to understand the mitzvahs, and will understand the tzion lamata, that the maisa lamata is a tzion that has some effect, but that the Iker is the Yishach Ezecha Mikodesh. If we were to understand that every time we open up a valve of Kedusha, this Ki Kodesh Ani, Kedushim Tiu Ki Kodesh Ani is the Hemshach of it. I am connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's Ashpah of Kedusha. We would inherit differently. The chshivas of a world of mitzvahs that connects the Kedushin to you is that it's me'ein of a Maimon Har Sinai. It's that you get Shechina together with the things itself. And the person's own shleimus, it goes from being just a sa'ad, just a prop to keep him going in this world with a minimal of Kedusha, to becoming a floodgate of Yishach Ezecha Mikodesh. Charles.